You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
How you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott E-News office, and we are literally talking about some entertainment and things that are happening in the Quad City area, and I got some special guests in the office or the studio. We're setting up a new camera thing, so I hope you guys enjoy what we're doing here. If you do, give us a thumbs up. If you want to go ahead and share this, please share it now. We are here sitting with my new co-host. Now this is where he has to introduce himself, because I've been calling him something different for a whole time. What do you want me to say?
Well, I mean, my name is Joab. Like, it's very hard for some people, you know, like, I don't know why it's four letters. You know, they're like Jacob, John, Jingleheimer, Schmidt. You know, so with my last name being Swan, I go by Joby, because Joby, Swan, Kenobi, like, how can you not?
Remember that.
It's memorable. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to warm me up on this, Joby Swan Kenobi. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to write this, and we're gonna have to figure it out. And I was gonna be flowing off of the tongue.
You can say Joab. You can say Joby. You just, you know.
Okay. Next episode, we're gonna
try Creighton.
And guess what, guys? Yeah. I got two of the awesomest people with the craziest names right now. Creighton is in the house. We're gonna introduce him here in a minute, or he's gonna introduce himself. But just a little side note is that how I met Creighton. I was sitting there getting ready over at Daniel's Tuxedos, and I was like, why are you all dressed up, or why are you suiting up? And then he gave me the story. The next thing you know it, we became friends, and he has a great story, and we're going to find out about that right now. So Creighton, tell us a little bit about yourself. First name, last name, who you are, what you do, and how you like doing it.
Social security number.
Oh, yeah. Amex card, all that stuff.
I like this co-host. He's going to make me rich.
My name is Creighton Williams. I'm the regional sales manager for Wolfhour Whiskey. Let's see. I was born in Dallas, Texas, lived in Nashville, grew up in Oklahoma. Kind of been all over the place, and I'm currently working on promoting Oil Fire here in Arizona.
Nice, man. Yeah. So now, when you come into Arizona, coming from where you're from, why did you pick Arizona and Prescott to be like that?
You know, I mean, quite frankly, a lot of different reasons, but I mean, at the current moment, it would be promoting Oil Fire.
Nice. I like that.
How did you find out about Prescott, though?
Like, I mean, actually, like, Prescott was originally the capital of Arizona.
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
Like, initially, you want to try and get a foothold in the small market and then move on. And that's kind of been our strategy as we've expanded, like, across the nation so far. So we're kind of implementing that.
So now, you know, what is Oil Fire?
Oil Fire is America's first handcrafted seductive spirit. It is a rye whiskey that is delicious. Actually, got some samples for you guys to try right now.
On most cases, we wouldn't be drinking at this early time of the morning, but, you know, you brought...
Speak for yourself, Sam.
he brought creamer, and so I feel like maybe this is like the coffee scenario. So do we do bottoms up? Are you sipping? Do you sip this, or what do you do with it?
You can sip it. You can shoot it. You can mix it. You can. I mean, this is a very...
All right. Well, you know, I'm not a big whiskey guy, so we're gonna go ahead and you're gonna taste it like that, like it's wine.
It's kind of got like that. I don't want to compare it to Fireball.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, because Fireball is more of like an acquired taste.
Yeah. This is a little caramel taste.
Yeah,
into it.
Yeah. Fireball, you're almost overwhelmed with the flavor of cinnamon, you know, and that's something you really just want to shoot to get it over with.
Yeah.
This is something that you actually taste the product, and you're like, wow, went down smooth. That's delicious.
This could be like the next NyQuil, where it tastes so good. You're just like, I'm just going to sip on this one. like in all reality.
The next NyQuil.
No, check this out. I feel like it's one of those things that you could actually put on like ice cream. Like that's how good it tastes.
Well, as she was saying, she wanted to start using it to make some of her special secret yellow cake recipes, right?
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey cake.
That's oil fire whiskey. If you guys don't know who's in the background, that's Editor-in-Chief Lynn Lemasters. She's sitting here taking all the notes. So if you guys have any questions for us, go ahead and set them up, and then she will give them to us. So, I mean, you know, in most cases, this actually has a great flavor. How did you figure that flavor out?
To be honest, like our founder, which is actually my dad, he's always been a connoisseur of whiskey. And one of his dreams was to always have his own private whiskey line. And 2 years ago, this was just an idea. It was a concept. It was a dream. And in the past 6 months, we've had to increase production from 8,000 to 60,000 bottles a month.
Wow.
And that is, I mean, that's because the product, I mean, speaks for itself. It's excellent. And we have a high customer loyalty base. Like, that once people try Oil Fire,
yeah,
they're generally Oil Fire is their drink of choice. Yeah.
No, it's really, like, it's good.
What do you think about it?
I'm a Pabst Blue Ribbon drinker. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
But no, this is like...
Wait, did Pabst pay for that?
No.
All right. Wait. No, who's on this little set?
But I mean, this is really good whiskey.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I like it. Some whiskeys are a little bit bland and like out there. This is actually, you know, tasty.
Well,
yeah.
And I mean, it really is what kind of like separates it from Jameson or something like that.
Yeah, or Jack Daniels.
It goes down smooth.
Like, yeah.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
I've never liked Jack. I'd rather get pee in my mouth.
Yeah. Jack has I'm a man taste, you know, and don't get me wrong, this is still like a manly taste, but at the same time, I know there's three glasses here. What do you have here as far as like the differences?
I mean, quite frankly, there are so many different like ways you can drink and use Oil Fire. You can drink it straight up. You can do, we've got like a exclusive chocolate fire recipe. This might sound dangerous, but it actually goes great with coffee.
like an Irish coffee would be like amazing with this.
Yeah, and then, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oil Fire and cream, which is also delicious. And then I've actually heard a couple of people have tried like mixing it with cream and orange juice, and it was phenomenal.
Like a creamsicle.
Yeah, and so actually like one of the things we're considering on doing at the sampling event, which they've done at prior Oil Fire sampling events, is having a mixologist contest.
Okay.
And
we might have to, I had a guest on here, and he actually, that's what he does over at Point. And so Bob is the general manager over, dropping the name right now, job over at the Point, and that's what he does. He mixes drinks, and that's the place you go to for these, like, customized mixed drinks. He has regular herbs and spices in there, and he's just, like, crunching them.
He, like, lights, like, mesquite wood on fire and, like, catches it.
Stuff like that. Like, it's crazy over there. So, I mean, you know, in most cases, this is the newest thing right now. Do we have a...
We have a question, and somebody would like to know your full name, Creighton. I don't think they heard it really clearly.
Creighton Williams.
That's my boy, Creighton Williams.
C-R-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. Williams, that one's a little easier.
Great. we are great.
You still haven't shared your social security number?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that at the end.
We're going to make this happen.
Well, I mean, funny story. You see, my dad is actually like Ken 2, and he always hated being called Ken 2 whenever he was growing up, so he gave me a unique name.
Yeah.
Was there Ken 1?
Well, of course, there was a Ken 2. There was a Ken 1, but he went by Pop-Pop.
They're just like, we're just going to name him 2. So, you know, here we are. You talked about taste testing. When is it going to be available here in Prescott?
We're having the sampling event at Whiskey Row Pub on March 2nd from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Nice.
The first 50 people who come in get a free shot and a free T-shirt.
Nice.
If you text or post on the event page, hashtag OilFiredUp, and you confirm that you're coming, we will give you a free T-shirt when you arrive at Whiskey Row Pub.
Nice. And in most cases, as liquor laws goes, you're not allowed to give anything for free. So you are actually providing the liquor for them.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Anyways, we just want to make that out there, so just in case anybody gets in trouble. So Whiskey Row, why'd you choose Whiskey Row?
You know, like, first of all, I love the name. But one of the things, like, we like to associate ourselves is with genuine people anytime you're doing business. And they've got new ownership, and Jacqueline and Chad are phenomenal. And, like, out of everybody we met with, they were the most genuine, straightforward people. And that's who we selected to do our first sampling event with.
Nice. And, you know, I knew they got new owners. Did you know they had new owners down there?
This is news to me.
So, nice, man. Yeah. This is the reason why we're all here. Yeah. So we can go ahead and get some news out there. It's e-news to me.
I want to you know, take a step back. Why did you name it Oil Fire?
Oh, there we go.
Well, I mean, it because it originated in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is kind of like the one of the focal points for the oil industry, and so Oil Fire just kind of clicked
Okay, so you say your dad was the creator of this, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so does dad do anything with the oil fields, rigs, stuff like that?
No, believe it or not, we're a family of accountants.
That works out, yeah. Man.
And accountant fire doesn't sound as good.
Well, exactly. And, you know, then you think about filling out 1040s, itemizing deductions,
W-2s.
Selling the best whiskey on the planet. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess we could make it interesting if we're appreciating capital.
Well, if you had the whiskey to the accounting, I think anybody would like pretty much enjoy that. Probably give you extra money just because. They'd be like, can I tip you?
We're running the numbers right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think there's a way to go ahead about it. Yeah. So we have another question from the outside.
It is not distilled in Arizona. It was originally distilled in-house in Oklahoma, but however, because production expanded or the demand grew so fast, we have outsourced production to North Carolina.
Would you ever start in Arizona though?
Like distilling it actually in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a question above a regional sales manager's pay grade.
So, you know,
I just painted you in a box.
Or yeah, like yeah, a, you yeah. know, this is these are some things that we can do. So you came up with a couple questions that we could go ahead and ask. But I wonder, did you put any whiskey in any of these?
Yes.
Which one is this one? Is this the French vanilla?
This is the cream.
The cream?
Cream and oil.
All right.
This one is chocolate fire.
Mm. You want to try that? Which one do you want to try? Chocolate fire, or do you want to try the cream?
Is there a caramel one?
This is the coffee fire.
Coffee fire. I'm all about that life.
Yeah, this one right here is going to be the one that you think is going to be bad for everybody. Yeah, see, this is not good. It's too good. It's so bad that it's too good, man.
No, yeah.
I mean, like, you know.
Trade disease?
Yeah.
And then actually try the chocolate fire. This one's pretty scary how good it is.
Lynn, I promise I don't do this on a normal basis, but hey, when they shoot.
What do they say? Win in Rome? Win in Prescott.
Win in Prescott at the E-News studio.
No, that's really, really
salud.
Good.
Right?
But I like honestly think that it would be like a really good, like a oil fire coffee, like in, like an Irish coffee, but like.
So this actually has, I think I've seen you with the Starbucks coffee and it has the whiskey. So, that tastes amazing. Like that.
You see that chocolate one?
That is crazy.
Oh, have you tried the chocolate yet?
No, I haven't tried it.
So, another question is somebody would like to know what the cost is.
The retail cost for, like, right now we're available directly for, you can actually purchase it online.
It's like
I believe it's $27.95 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
$750.
So, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I ideally don't drink this early in the morning, but, you know, with something like this, this could be a good starter.
Yeah.
A good starter.
Fire. He's been drinking since 7 a.m.
Hashtag oil fire down.
Yeah. Hashtag oil fire. So, you know, let's also discuss about this taste testing event over at Whiskey Row. So what time does it start?
Starts at 8 p.m. And I said the first 50.
Yeah, the first 50 to come in.
Yeah, get a free T-shirt, free shot. First 100, get a free shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's going to be pretty intense. That night is going to be awesome. And the best part about this event is that Whiskey Row has new owners. Do you know anything about their direction or where they're going with it?
I mean, I know Chad and Jacqueline have big plans for what they plan on doing. And so, like, that's one of the reasons why we chose to, like, affiliate with them is because you always want to associate yourself with somebody who's on the way up.
Yeah.
And Whiskey Row Pub is on the way up.
Yeah, I do believe that they obviously been there forever. Well, the spot itself have been there forever. You know, to go ahead and see an event like that there is actually a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
I think that is innovated and also something that, you know, you could do on most occasions.
Yeah.
How long do you plan on being in Prescott, Arizona?
You know, that's to be determined.
Yeah.
To be determined. I know, like, well, we plan on having several sampling events, but as, like, giving you an exact answer on how long I plan on staying in Prescott, you know, I mean, it really depends on a lot of different variables, so.
Okay, so, guys, we tried three different flavors. We had French vanilla, coffee, and the chocolate. Now, I don't know about you, man. This chocolate is out of control. What did you say right now?
It like brings you back to grade school, like elementary school, when you were like, you know, drinking whiskey and chocolate. Kind of just, you know, I mean, I grew up in Vegas. So
okay.
So just, you know, that's how we do it out there.
Wow. So Joab is new to the area as well. I met Joab working over at another.
I thought he was going by Joby.
Oh yeah, sorry, no, Joby. Joby One Kenobi. Yeah, I got this. Yeah.
No. Bad. I mean, honestly, like, call me whatever you want.
No, we're gonna go with Joby as soon as I get it working.
Or you can call me a John Bon Joby.
No. You can't switch it up, man. You already switched it up twice already today. You're going to make me lose control. Oh, yeah. You know, I met him and he came into town and his energy is like on a different level. Mm-hmm. So the other day I was like, who wants to be on my podcast? And he was like, I want to be on it. I was like, he's going to be a good host. And he didn't even know he was going to be. So I was like, hey, come in tomorrow. I got a freaking awesome time for you. He was like, I'm in. So anyways, it's good to go ahead and have a new co-host so I don't have to talk to myself too much. Absolutely. But at the same time, you know, we have some great guests on here. And you are actually one of the best guests because of how we met. You know, once again, we met at a very like.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know,
like things happen for a reason.
I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. I was like kind of struggling, pushing this event. I was like, you know what? Someday you're going to run into somebody today.
Yeah.
And get my suit tailored. And all of a sudden I run into you and you're like, hey, I actually run PrescottNightOut.com.
Yeah.
Prescott E-News. And I was like, no way.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, the best part about being affiliated with some great media here locally in Prescott is that the word gets out really, really fast.
Yeah.
And so that number one goal is for us to help out, you know, other business people, other people that are trying to go ahead and raise money for nonprofits or even trying to raise money for anything that needs to that needs help.
Yeah.
So this is what we're working with. And you know, just to go ahead and give a shout out to what we're doing here, this is our first broadcast where we have three cameras inside of the studio. And you guys can't see that right now, but we do. We have director of Prescott Media Center in here, and he's literally trying to make a big push also in the field of social networking and we're gonna be working out a few deals. So if you guys like what you see here, please go ahead and give the like button. If you guys are acknowledging, you know, the new cameras, the audio, you know, say something, because we are trying to move something forward. And I think we're going to do it. I think we have like a great opportunity, and the opportunity is now.
Yeah, and you know, you don't make, you know, you don't make what you got with the best. It's kind of like the other way around. You like make the best
of what you got.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, you don't start off like perfect.
Yeah,
you got to build up to. You know,
I mean, they say like, you know, the glass is either half full or half empty, but with Oil Fire, it always just tends to be empty.
Yeah. You know what?
That's a positive thing.
You know what I'm thinking is that we might have to go ahead and gear up for this big old snowstorm coming in.
I know. I've like 24 inches. That's what we're expecting, right?
I don't know, man. It's been going down, up, down. But, you know, we don't know what to expect in some cases. You know, predictions are predictions. Yeah. You know, I could go out tomorrow and be like, I'm going to predict that this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't trust the weather, man.
Yeah,
speculation. Yeah, that's the
easiest job. I'm gonna go outside, and if it's snowing, then I know it's snowing.
Yeah, you know? There we go. I'd be like, hey, Joe, Joby, is it snowing?
Not yet.
So there, you guys heard it. There's our forecast for the day. It's not snowing yet.
Back to you, San Martin.
That was our little insert whatsoever. So check this out. What Prescott Night Out is consisting of is where we have the ability to actually cover a lot of events that are happening here locally. I happen to have an event coming in, and it is coming in hot.
Yeah.
And this weekend, if the snow gives us, you know, relief or
gives
whatever.
Your chance.
Yeah, I have my buddy Jason DeVore coming in, and we're going over to Granite Mountain Brewery. And at Granite Mountain Brewery, There's a nice little cozy microbrewery here locally on Cortez Street.
Amazing. And yeah. American Strong Ale.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And, you know, and guess what? They're actually making a beer after me. And it's going to be called San Martin 311.
It's going to be a beer after yourself.
In most cases, it actually does work. And we were actually helping out the nonprofit organization, the Prescott Media Center. And, you know, once again, the directors in the house tonight are today. Tonight. We're already tonight because I'm drinking. I'm like, what is going on here?
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. And so here we are. We're thinking about doing a lot of cool things here in the local community and giving back to the point where we are helping and making some pretty cool things happen. So let's talk about your pops. I know you just you keep on saying my dad wanted to create something. What made him want to create whiskey?
Well, I mean, he was, like, as I said, always been a whiskey connoisseur. And, just decided, why not design my own private whiskey brand or whiskey label? And, it started out, he just started getting samples sent. And it was just like a little private line for him and his friends. And it was so good. They're like, dude, you've got to get this out there. And so he did. And I think they actually trying to get it licensed and all of that stuff a year ago, and then past 6 months, explosive growth.
So can you talk about the production and how it actually is produced? Do you do the age barrel Jack Daniels does?
It's aged in barrels. There's actually more information on that process on our website if you go to www.oilfire.com. I'm not an expert in the distilling process or anything like that, so
another above his pay grade.
Not something. Yeah. It's
so.
Not
so dad recruited you. Dad recruited you and said, "Son, you go travel the nation. Go hang out. Get do your license, things."
Yeah.
I like that, man. We're gonna have to hang out. Is Dad ever gonna come into Prescott? Is he gonna come to this taste tester?
Well, I mean, hopefully he's actually been out in California and then Nashville. We've sponsored a upcoming Music City singer, Lyrics. I believe it's like LYRX. I'll see if I can convince him to come out to Prescott, but he's a pretty busy guy.
You know, I mean, I think he's going to have to deserve, not deserve something, but I think he needs to come in so he could appreciate the beautiful air in Prescott, Arizona.
Right? Well, plus when you're a mile up, it hits you twice as hard.
Yeah. And then tell him, say, hey, the whiskey's better up at a mile high.
Right?
The whiskey's better. Yeah.
I'm sure, our audience, and myself included, would like to know, where can we buy this?
I know at the sampling event, we will have it set up to where people who want to buy it, you can purchase it directly. Like, we're able to sell directly to consumers. However, we're not licensed yet to sell to on and off premise locations.
Oh, gotcha.
Now we're currently undergoing the process of establishing an exclusive. It's series two. But we're undergoing the process of working with the distributor and kind of outlining the exclusive rights agreement and stuff. But that's just not something I can go into detail at this time.
Gotcha.
Awesome. So do you? I you were talking about an event that was happening this weekend. Not to jump off course, but I just wanted to make sure that we name drop some.
Oh yeah, I don't know if it's March 1st this week.
No.
Okay, so March 1st. Shelby,
that'd be the follow-up.
Yeah, I know.
Is the one fire hitting you already?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Who said that?
March 1st, Figgy's Trading Post. They're over on 222 and a half Montezuma, just south of Goodwin, behind Copper Top and Ricky the Cricket. But they're having their garden party. It's going to be awesome. They're not going to sell plants or anything, but it's just stuff that you can put outside, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, and they have a little area there, and the owners are awesome, such nice people. I've known them since we moved out here. Me and my wife moved here a year ago, and she's been working for them since.
What made you relocate out here?
My wife's parents live out here. They just retired, so they're getting a little older. We wanted to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
It's easier to drive 20 minutes to Prescott Valley than it is 4 hours, from Vegas.
Definitely.
So we try to get out there every Sunday. you know, yeah. Card games, dinner or lunch. So yeah,
family's important.
It is. It's yeah. Important. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have this job if it wasn't for family.
You know, gotta love nepotism.
Yeah, exactly.
So check this out. So being affiliated with a lot of events that are happening here locally in Prescott, Arizona, one of the cool things that I love about events is bringing people together. What kind of crowd are you expecting for this March 2nd?
You know, like, I think that's one of those things you have to just wait and see. You can sit there and speculate all day, but until the event happens and the people start walking through the door, you know, you really don't know. I mean, our product appeals to both men and women. You know, a lot of times whiskey is like exclusively a man's drink.
Unless you're strong,
you know,
not the, what I tasted. There are a lot of whiskey girls out there. This could actually make a lot of females want to drink whiskey.
Oh, it's America's first handcrafted seductive spirit, brother.
This would go really good over Christmas too with eggnog.
Oh yeah,
it would taste really good
all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody was like, "Hey, you gonna leave some taste testing?" I was like, "Yeah, I guess we could." I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's like the Swiss Army knife of whiskeys.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can put it into anything, and it really honest. I like the caramel taste of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like caramel taste of this is like something that is like on point.
I'm gonna backpedal for a second. Like me and San Martin, we've known each other for I'd say a year now.
Yeah, but I think we're on that.
The thing I love about San Martin is like he's got his hand in every cookie jar.
Yeah,
you know, like in town. Like, you know, if you need to find out anything about what's going on, wherever it's, you know, you go to San Martin first. You know,
like, he's just like, what does that guy got going on, and what's he talking about? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the best part about it is that we are a growing little city, but the city has definitely been like a focal point of Arizona. For so many years.
I mean, Prescott Valley is actually like expanding rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like they say, just because of like the land prices in California, everybody's relocating to Arizona.
Yeah.
And I mean, like Phoenix is so hot and like overpopulated. They
And please stop coming here.
I'm like, please stop what, man? I didn't do nothing.
No, like, moving. I mean,
well, just go ahead and invest in real estate right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's increasing at 10% in Prescott every year, though, yeah. which is well above the national average.
Yeah, it's definitely moving up because of the supply and demand, I guess you would say.
Yeah, the microeconomics of the issue.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that. You being an accountant family.
What did you do? A socialist major as well?
Socialism major? I liked sociology.
Sociology.
I didn't like psychology. Sociology is pretty interesting because,
awesome,
like,
the micro, mega,
you study, well,
macro level.
Sociology is like demographics. Mm-hmm, and, you know, like, it's almost like, I mean, putting it bluntly, is stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of really interesting to learn, like, there's actually data behind stereotypes, you know? Psychology is just more of, like, how the brain works. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit, maybe that's over my head or just something that I don't like to overthink things.
You sound like a psych major. Right.
So, what are you guys doing this weekend? If it don't get snowed in or snowed out.
Snowed out.
Snowed in, snowed out. What do you call it?
I guess it would be snowed in. A snow day?
Snow day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're having a snow day, man.
It's so new to me, like this, like snow.
Yeah, because yeah, coming from Vegas. Vegas is supposed to snow this weekend.
Well, it actually started snowing 2 days ago. Yeah. And they're like shocked. They're like, oh, the, you know, live from Las Vegas, blizzard 2019. And it's like, there's just like maybe an inch of snow.
They don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it rains in Phoenix, people just start freaking out.
Yeah.
It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
What's your plans this weekend?
To be determined.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Well, I have that show this Saturday, so I'm kind of like, you know, I want to, you know, see all, because I've been hosting these shows for so many years that when we all come together, it's kind of like family coming together and, you know, hanging out and stuff. So I always enjoy my personal events that I host because it brings family, it brings friends that we've been hanging out for so many years. So I'm really looking forward to that. But, you know, once again, you know, we're just playing it by ear because the snowstorm, Stormageddon, that's what they're calling it right now. Stormageddon.
You just hosted the Prescott to women or...
Oh, yeah, like Yavapai, Miss Yavapai.
Miss Yavapai.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, Miss Yavapai.
Yeah, you still looked really fancy.
I know, dude. They you know, once again, you know, I mentioned...
Move over, Steve Harvey. Yeah, move over, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I got you. So the cool thing about Daniel's Tuxedo is I walked in there that day, and then she had me ready by that next morning.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, so she has, like, these abilities to go ahead and make it happen.
Yeah.
But that event right there was seriously, like, one of the coolest things that I've ever done in my entire life. And not because it was me being surrounded by such beautiful people, but it was me being surrounded by you know, people that want something.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really acknowledge what they're trying to get themselves into.
Yeah.
And that what they're trying to get themselves into is something that is really, really big. Mm-hmm. Really big, and that's kind of the things that we're trying to gear up for. Mm-hmm. So, and they're trying to gear up for.
They represent Prescott. You know,
yeah,
Yabobie.
Yeah. So they call this thing platforms. Okay. So the platforms that they wanted to go ahead and set up, and some of the girls had some very serious platforms. Okay. And this platform, one of them had was she wanted to go ahead and start a walk for, you know, drugs or something like that. Okay. And had to deal with fentanyl because she lost a couple friends to the drug, which, you know, obviously don't do drugs, especially if you don't know what the heck is in there. But at the same time, just don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And
unless they're safe.
Well, come on. Everybody gets something over the counter, and this is what happens. So.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Robitussin over there.
Yeah, don't do that stuff, man, especially if you go hit some freaking other stuff. So anyways, you know, she had a pretty good platform, and that platform was pretty huge, and I actually respected her for that. And for her to be at her age and trying to, you know, focus on stuff like that, mm-hmm. that was huge. That was really huge. But, you know, it was fun.
No, that's awesome.
I actually got another job out of it. Well, another MC job, and we're thinking about the Miss Rodeo pageant.
Oh, really?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
When's that going
to
be?
You know, that is to be determined. She's supposed to get a hold of me or email me or something to that effect, and as soon as she does, then I'm pretty sure it's going to be prior to the big rodeo that we have here.
Okay.
That's in June or July?
July 4th, I believe. Yeah, Chad and Jacqueline told me. Because, like, our plan is to be licensed and available for on and off premise prior to July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, there's awesome. There's a lot of cool things that are going to happen. So, anyways, man, I don't want to keep you guys here all morning unless you want to keep on drinking this fire. Oil fire.
Can we do it off camera?
All right.
My mom's watching.
My mom. You know, it's 10 o'clock here in Prescott, Arizona.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. today. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and sign off. We're going to go ahead and basically, let's go ahead and, what was your name?
Creighton Williams.
And what do you represent?
Oil Fire Whiskey.
And where can we find you?
March 2nd, Whiskey Row Pub from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. First 50 people to text hashtag Oil Fired Up, get a free t-shirt.
Nice. That's awesome. And my new co-host?
Hello.
Joby One Kenobi?
Joby Swan Kenobi.
You got to change this.
Well, it just fits. It's just...
How do you switch me up at the last minute, man?
Because, you know, I'm like the wild card.
Perfect, man. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We're here over at the Prescott E-News office, sitting in the awesome studio that we represent, and it's going to be a pretty big deal. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Prescott E-News, Prescott Night Out. Thank you.
Thank you.